but I haven't seen. And there's a beautiful piece of advice for women in the middle. It says, ladies, if you've had a really good, satisfying sexual experience, remember to tell your husband. Who's going to make a phone call that time of night? And they tell you to sort of use anything handy to stimulate your partner. Marmite. Marmite. You spread Marmite over you. That'd be like bonking a twiglet, wouldn't it? Sex instructional video. They'll have a GCSE on it now, won't they? I won't mind the practical. Stuff the oral. It's strange how people go about meeting each other. Do you watch Blind Date?
Yeah.
It's you, is it? God, there's some ugly people in the world. And they all sit on stools. Thank you. Because you always watch Blind Date when you're getting ready to go out on a Saturday night. And it's always my observation. Blokes always seem to pick the woman that you think they're going to pick. They're very predictable men. But women, you haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue. And until about every 4 or 5 weeks, it's the same scenario, OK? Like, there's three blokes, and two of them are pretty good. You know, Chippendales, sort of sperm whales, you know. And the other bloke's like a refried dung beetle, you know. One of them orange cagoules on, you know. I'm a train spotter, you know. And the women always choose the dung beetle. Every single time. It must be the mothering instinct or something. And you're hopeless at hiding your disappointment. You don't even give it a try on Blind Date, do you? They're still going, well, Mary, you turned down Malcolm. Malcolm, oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to change my mind. Give me Malcolm now. And you turned down Brian. Oh, Brian's better than Malcolm. I'll have them both three in a bed still. Yeah. But you chose Eric. Shit. Stupid pro. It's all about that, isn't it? The whole thing. Why don't they just drill a hole in the partition and let them get... And they never get it over. They never do it, do they? When all them conversations... No, nobody ever does. I reckon the Goldblend couple met on Blind Date. 4 years he's been trying to get his leg over. Maybe he ought to change his brand of coffee. He might have a chance, mightn't he? It's not exactly a subtle advert, is it? I mean, she hasn't been subtle right from the first, has she? Ring. Oh, hi. I've just moved in next door. And I've run out of coffee. And we buy the damn stuff. I can't believe it. And it's such a successful advert. I mean, everybody's copying it, don't I? I mean, like Coke, you know, ring. Oh, hi. I just moved in next door. Do you have any Coke? Yep. It's in the coffee jar. So, what's been going on? There's a boar season. There's a boar season going on. Yeah, I'll talk you through it. There's astrological boars. Everyone's into horoscopes now. You can't walk out your front door unless Russell Grant says it's all right. You know? And all that New Age and Age of Aquarius and Doris Stokes, all that business, you know. I don't know what you make of it. I mean, I met Doris Stokes when she was on this side. And, lovely old girl. What a scam she had going. I mean, you've got to admire her. What, she used to fill the Albert Hall for the week, 6,500 people a night. And she'd come out and go, is there anybody here called John?